Hello there, and welcome to another wonderful episode of the Verzian Chronicles podcast. My name is Kylie Kane, and today we're doing a special presentation. While this is not back to my normal goodness, I did want to get started back with a little bit of roguelike fun in a game called Jupiter Hell. Now, if you remember back in the day, a long time ago, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, there used to be a website called DoomRL. This website basically was Doom. It basically allowed you to play Doom, like the classic Doom, in a roguelike format. Now, after a while, the developer got a cease and desist from id and Bethesda. So, they went on to create a spiritual successor called Jupiter Hell. This is effectively, or at least was at the time, DoomRL in 3D, with fancy graphics and new stuff. It can be purchased right now on Steam for about $25, and you can go find it at your whim if you wish to check it out. If you are into watching the gameplay, you can find it on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Verzian Chronicles. You can look up the Verzian Chronicles, Kylie Kane. You can find me there. And it is basically the YouTube channel for the podcast. I have also been doing a Final Fantasy VIII live stream thing there that I, as this episode launches, I plan on doing more of, but we're waiting on our router to get fixed, which is preventing me from live streaming near as much as I would like. Another thing is during while this episode is premiering, we're also I am also trying to raise money for the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation, the JDF, in order to assist kids who have juvenile diabetes and do more research into healing and making these kids, you know, healthier in any way possible. With that said, let's get right into it. Jupiter Hell's title screen, if you're watching this on YouTube, bear in mind that I do talk about what I'm seeing so that the listeners of the podcast can get a good idea of what's going on. With that said, Jupiter Hell's title screen has the words Jupiter Hell over what looks to be the planet of Jupiter, with a sigil, looks like a star, swirling in the background. It's got a nice yellow-orange font in the game, and we are on new game. So, with that said, let's click it. This is version 1.8J, Abitur. Let's play. Since this is my first game of Jupiter Hell, we will be playing through the tutorial. Okay? As this is your first time playing through Jupiter Hell, we'll guide you through a short tutorial. This will only take a couple of minutes and introduce the turn-based, grid-based nature of the game, controls, and a primer of the basic strategy. Press enter to continue. We will do so. Alright, the tutorial has the tutorial thing in the top left over here, where it says ES666. It says press down arrow or D-pad down to move down. We are playing a character named Mark Taggart, Marine level 1, with 200 times TNL, I don't know what TNL means yet, 100 health and 40 fury. We are carrying a 9mm pistol with 8 rounds and 8 in the mag. For it looks like 8-8 for a max of 32. It means we have 8 in the chamber, or 8 in the magazine, and we have 32 rounds total. The sign in the middle of the screen tells us, welcome to Jupiter Hell. This is a turn-based, grid-based, permadeath dungeon-crawling game. A classic roguelike, if you will. The focus of this game, however, is on ranged combat. We'll walk you through an introductory level, then you could jump right in. The tutorial is focused on keyboard or gamepad, as this is a suggested way to play. However, you can enable full mouse control in the options afterwards. We will be playing with keyboard. I do have a gamepad hooked up, but we're going to be playing with keyboard. All right, we are standing, it looks like, in a bed here, and we need to move down. Okay, we are not in a bed. We were actually in a doorway. We moved down, and it says you can only move in the four cardinal directions. If you press directions fast enough, it may seem that the character is moving diagonally, but in reality, that's two moves blended to speed up play. All right, we move down one more time to a highlighted square, and it said the direction you and any other characters are facing doesn't matter. It's just only visual fluff. Only the position on the grid counts. We may take a move to the left. Note the minimap and level name at the top of the corner. We can see a minimap that actually shows us kind of what we're seeing on the map here, and the tutorial branch and depth at 66 entrance. We're going to keep moving to the east. Now we're going to move south. We have our name, our class level, and our XP to next level, TNL, to next level. We also have our current health, class resource, and status effect, dodge, pain, and buffs. We have a dodge of 25%. We're going to keep moving. All right. As we move south, as we move down, I'm going to use cardinal directions when we move because this is a turn-based game, right? We move down twice, and now we see an enemy, right? His stats appear at the top right of the screen. Take special note of the chance you have to hit him. However, Jupiter Hell is a game of tactical positioning. Move right so you can lean from around the corner. We can see our enemy is a former grunt. Enemy health is 5 bars. 3 bars, actually. It looks like 3. 1, 2, 30. Yeah, it looks like 30% health. 30 health. Has a 9mm pistol. Looks like it says more. I don't know what more means. And the damage to hit is 100%. We're going to follow the highlighted square towards the corner. We did get hit. Okay, we got hit. That's important to know. We've lost, let's see here, 16 damage. We took 16 damage. It says, now that we're behind cover, note that there's a green indicator next to the right of your character, signifying that fact. Green is your cover. Red, if present, is enemy cover. Both appear only if the enemy is targeted. You can shoot him. Press F to shoot the currently targeted enemy. You could see him, you could shoot him. Press F to fire. We did press F. We actually looks like we missed. No, we actually hit him for once. We can fire our weapon again at the selected target. And we are now down to 6 ammo. And looks like we beat him. All right, we've killed the enemy grunt. He has dropped a weapon and some bullets. It's telling us to reload after the engagement. Now we need to go get the items. We're going to move south, south, west, or east. We're going to pick up the items with G. We picked up the ammo, and now we're going to pick up the pistol. Now, here's the thing. Before we pick it up, we can get a free peek at the item. We can hold shift to compare the item on the ground with one held. Seems like it's the same. Like all yellow classes of the weapons, the same class. And, of course, I could take a look at it. It is identical to what I'm using, minus the fact that it has -2 ammo. So there's no point in picking it up. Going to move away from that and move towards the door. All right. We're going to bump into the door, and we have a room with some medical supplies in it, it looks like. The medical supply room has a box in the center that we are going to walk to. We've clicked the box, and it opened up, and a med kit dropped out to the east of it, or to the west of it. We're going to walk to that direction and pick that up using the G key. Now, items such as med kits are not used instantly. We are going to want to grab these and store them in the inventory. However, with us being hurt, we are going to want to heal. So we're going to press I to enter the inventory. We're going to press down to enter the med kit. And then we're going to press enter to use one. All right, now that we've used the med kit, we can move south towards the next door. All right, so as soon as we walked through the door, we saw an enemy to our west. Apologies, I'm getting my directions mixed up. It is to our right, so it would be to our east, but map-centric, it is to the west. So we are able to fire. Now, remember where we're facing and what we're doing doesn't matter, but we are behind cover in this doorway. So we are going to fire at the enemy. All right, he shot at us at the same time. Now, even though we're undercover, he had a 2-hit of 50% and did hit us. And you could see we got a pain modifier, 50% pain, and a slowdown. Luckily, we are a Marine. We have an active skill that can help. Adrenaline can be used as long as you have enough fury, and it heals you a bit and converts a portion of any pain value to health. Also, using the skill doesn't take time, so you can safely use it in the middle of combat. Marines gain his class resource by killing enemies. All right, so we're going to press 5 to use our class skill. And that brought us back up to 85% health. And we're able to take our second shot. Now we can move south to the west to actually heal. But there are enemies in the room as we stepped onto the shotgun. We're going to quickly grab the shotgun. The enemy's going to move north And here's what we're going to do. We can move forward, but we need to move left. We got shot at, but it missed. We picked up the shells, and we reloaded the weapon. And now we can fire. Now, the shotgun has an area damage effect. So while we did get shot at 3 or 4 times during that small encounter, we were able to pick up the shotgun and do a massive amount of just wide area damage. It looked like a cone of like 7 or 8 squares. Well, we did hit the enemies, hit 2 grunts, and they dropped their ammo and weapons. So we're just going to reload our weapon. And we're going to... the game is asking us to switch back to the... switch back to the pistol. And it's asking us to heal, which is fine. That's we can do that. We healed. We're going to move down west. Oh, it's telling us to go to the next door. It's not granting us the ability to go wherever we want, so we just go through the next door. We can actually see an enemy on the other side, and we got shot at, so that's understandable. Now, what I want to do in the future is if I open a door and see enemies, I'm probably going to pre-fire into the room, but for the sake of the tutorial, it's like, hey, it needs to do this. So what we can do, it's telling us here, now here's an idea. Why not blow up the explosive barrels in the middle of the room? Because that's what we're looking at. We're looking at a room with explosive barrels in it. So we're going to press T to change our targeting and press T again, which will shoot the barrels. Now, we've shot the barrels, and now we can enter the room. It's not allowing us to go grab the ammo, sadly, because it's whatever. It is showing on the minimap 2 enemies in the next room, so we need to be careful. We cannot reload yet, so we open the door. I don't see anyone on the other side of the door. We move forward. All right, so the game's telling us we don't have a clear shot. We are behind cover currently, so we can wait. The 2-hit is a 67%. Let's wait 1 turn, and now they have a 100% chance to hit, looks like, if we shoot at him. Yeah, we have a 100% chance to hit. He didn't move closer, but 2 things are good to notice. Notice 2 buffs you received. Hunker, which allows if we wait, which decreases your chance to get hit by high on cover. And aim, which you receive by waiting while having an enemy targeted, which increases your chance to hit significantly. So fire. All right. 3, 2, 1. We fired. Both of our buffs are gone, but we're not going to wait again. He can be killed with this next shot. And we killed him. It looks like there's a grenade on the floor, so we're going to go grab it. Let's see here. We can use items directly from the ground by pressing Shift and then G, and then we can throw it at him. And with that, we beat him, and now we can... we beat him. Now, it says, for the sake of introducing you to the equipment screen, why don't you leave your shotgun here? So let's press I... go to the equipment screen and press D to drop the shotgun. All right, now we can escape to exit the tutorial menu. And now we exit to Callisto level 2, and we beat the tutorial. The tutorial says, congratulations on finishing the tutorial. Now you can just start a new game and see how you fare in real combat. Remember, the game is turn-based. No need to rush into anything. Facing doesn't matter, neither for you nor the enemies. Movement is only in 4 directions. Diagonal movement is only a side effect of the animation system and is 2 movements consecutively. You will level up and gain traits. Pick a master trait at the bottom and work towards getting it as soon as possible. Try to keep behind cover. Note the enemy cover is in red, and if they're in cover, it's best to break line of sight and make them pursue you. And that was the tutorial of this game. Awesome! So, with a tutorial out of the way, I think for the purposes of the cast, this is not going to be a very long cast, in my opinion. I'm planning on 30 to 45 minutes. I think that's fair. What we'll do now is we are going to do a live run. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, one, thank you for watching. Love you guys. You're awesome. Leave me a comment below. Hit that little like and subscribe button stuff. You know, the YouTube stuff. Not really big or anything, but, you know, I'd like to have the good stuff. But we're going to do a live run of the new game. So we're going to click new game. I'm going to go regular game. And it looks like we have a lot of stuff here. We have easy. Recommended for players with no turn-based roguelike experience, which gives you reduced enemy danger level, less enemies in special levels. Enemy cover is only half as effective, and enemies only deal 60% damage. We have medium, which is the default difficulty. Hard, which is for people like myself, honestly, like myself, who are decent at roguelikes. I play a lot of Caves of Cut. I play a lot of Cogmind. I play Wayward, actually, recently. I started relearning how to play Wayward. I've been playing various roguelike games for basically my entire life. I play Tome a lot. So hard mode would probably be where I should play, but I'm going to be playing medium for the sake of the cast to make sure everything's good. There's also an ultra violence, which you have to reach the Lance Corporal rank to unlock. And I'm missing Bronze 3, apparently. And then the nightmare mode is basically really, really super hard mode, but you have to reach Corporal rank to unlock it. And I'm missing five bronze, one silver. I don't know what that means right offhand. So we're going to go medium. And we have three classes. Ain't that nice? All right. So Marines are the... So I'm going to read off the classes so you and me know what the classes are. We have our first class, which is the Marine. They're the backbone of the Jovasek. Resilient and hardy. The resource is Fury. This is the Marine's class resource. It regenerates with kills. We have their passive. Each time you enter a new level, you automatically heal 10% max health. Their active ability, for 30 points of fury, you may channel your adrenaline. You heal a bit and convert 1/4 of your pain modifier to health and protect yourself from pain for 5 seconds. Okay, I'm not sure what seconds mean in the terms of the game, because this is a turn-based. So seconds may be 5 turns or 1 turn. I'm not entirely sure exactly what that means, because that is a little odd wording for a turn-based game. I'm not sure what that means. All right, let's look at the next class, which is the... we also have gear, which Marines start with 2 small medkits. The second class are the Scout. Scouts are master of stealth and have the best intel. Their resource is energy. Scouts utilize this energy as a class resource. It regenerates when opening new chests and can overflow until you leave the level. Their passive ability is Scouting Ahead has revealed the location of all regular elevators. Branch connections and special levels are still hidden, so scouts get the ability to see all of the exits in a level. Nice. Their active ability, for 25 energy, we can activate stealth and go invisible for a few turns or until you attack. You gain 100% crit chance while stealth. You also start your gear with a revolver, a 44 ammo for that revolver, and 1 small medkit. The final class is the Technician. Technicians are masters of equipment and tinkering. Techs utilize power as a class resource. It regenerates by picking power orbs dropped by mechanical and semi-mechanical enemies. It can overflow until you leave a level. Their passive is they can use enemy consumable twice as fast. I'm not sure what that means either. Because you can use... I'm not sure what the speed aspect is in terms of how the game is... Again, it's a turn-based game, so I'm a little confused on what this twice-as-fast stuff, the speed modifiers, how those work in terms of the gameplay ticks. And that might be something I need to talk with the developers about, or talk with the community about, on how speed works in this game. The active for this is a difficulty-dependent amount of power that you can use to activate a smoke screen that'll block sight around you. You're also immune to smoke-induced slow effects. That's very nice. It means we can move through smoke unhindered. We can dismantle a modded item to randomly get back one of its mods. Also nice. Finally, we start with 3 multi-tools and a small medkit. Because I'm not too entirely sure about the second stuff, we're gonna play with the Marine, since that seems like the bog standard generic playthrough. So we're gonna start with that. We're gonna click Marine. We're gonna enter a name, Kylie Kane. I misspelled my own name. Good job. All right.
Last stop for the dropship, I guess.
All right. So we come back from a routine patrol of the Callista's orbit. Our landing craft gets shot down by the automated defense systems. Something is wrong. Okay. So, we're standing outside of a crashed ship. There's fire around us. Looks like blood on the ground in multiple locations. We're going to begin our search. We have a pistol, 9mm pistol on us. And in our inventory, we have 32 rounds of 9mm ammo and 2 small med kits. Looking at the rest of our stuff, we have, again, the 9mm. We have 22% dodge currently. Our current speed is 100%. Current move time is 1 second. That makes more sense. We have no permanence. We have a 100% resistance to EMP, and we are on level 1. Our traits currently, I don't think I can buy anything right now. But there's a lot of traits we can go over here. And I can take a look through them as we unlock them. But there's like skilled, Iron Man, Furious, Hellrunner, Son of a Gun, Reloader. There's all sorts of different levels that we get as we level up. And we can talk about that as we get there. Of course, there's also a journal system that we can get. Looks like messages and such and such. And it goes back to our inventory. So we're going to walk through here. We're ignoring the fire at the moment. Looks like we are coming on to... I'm actually going to try to explore this completely. We have two doors to enter, one to the right and one to the left. It looks like someone tried to run out at us, and they dropped some ammo, so we're going to grab the ammo. Someone is shooting at us from inside. We're going to make sure we are targeting them. And we took two shots, and we defeated them. There are three more enemies in there. We reloaded. All right, we're going to move forward. And we're getting out of there real fast. All right, I'm shooting into the room right now, and we're trying to target these guys. I've killed two people. I've lost about 13 or 14 ammo. I've killed two people, and we're killing one more. We got one more guy that I ended up taking out inside the room. Now we're going to be grabbing some of this 9mm ammo. Someone has stepped into the room, and I took two shots to take him out. We're going to be reloading real fast. I'm just grabbing the rest of this ammo, taking a look around at the items on the floor. And we're grabbing the health packs as much as we can. We actually picked up some overhealth, which is nice. Looks like a bunch of this stuff on the floor is just 9mm stuff, so it's not really what we're looking for. We are going to grab the ammo. And it looks like we're entering the room where we were, the other side of the base here. There were two doors, like I said, so we're entering the right-hand side, and I can see an elevator, so we're not going to go there yet. We're going to enter one more door, and I can see somebody, so I'm getting behind a box. And I got him. I got the guy with the shotgun who was standing back there. I didn't know what he had on him at the time, but I really probably should figure out how to kind of gauge what the enemy might have. Might be an important thing to do. And we advance to level 2. So we're going to press enter to go to level 2. All right. We have 1 point to spend. Now, we can take up skilled, which gives us 20% health more per level, plus a 50% adrenaline heal. Iron Man, which gives us bleed resistance plus more health. Furious gives us more fury and adrenaline damage bonus. Hellrunner gives us a better dodge and move cost. Son of a Gun gives us a better critical chance and better max pistol range. Reloader halves the reload time if the weapon is empty. Okay. Sustained fire is 20% base damage plus 20% base damage on every consecutive shot. Tough as Nails gives us one armor. Rip and Tear gives us a fury plus one fury on kill, and half fury percent bonus becomes melee damage bonus. And then finally, Army Surplus, we get extra ammo per thing. So what we're going to take is I'm going to take Hellrunner for this level, and I am going to be grabbing the shotgun stuff. All right, so we are actually breaking through some boxes so I can grab that shotgun. And I am going to grab a combat knife, and we're going to look through here. We grabbed a red key card, some shotgun, a basic helmet, some 9mm ammo, and we found another chest with, it looks like, some 9mm ammo. Now we can kind of take a look through our stuff. Red key card with a back black stripe. I'm not sure what that does. We are wearing the basic helmet, which has a 600% durability. Very nice. All right, so let's leave this room. We can actually leave the room through the right, left side, and it looks like we have fully explored the facility. So let's go down the elevator to Callisto level 2. All right, now that we're in Callisto level 2, we exit the room. We see 1, 2, possibly 3 doors. Yeah, I see 3 doors. I see a body on the ground. 3 doors to our east, 1 door to our northwest. We're going to move slowly to the south here. I see a third door to the south, and it looks like that's it on the doors. So what we're going to do is we're going to enter the bottom door. I see nothing in that room. and I found what looks to be the elevator and more doors. I also see someone behind an open door. I got a zero to hit, but I'm going to try to get behind some cover here. And we're going to fire into that room. Two shots, and I killed it. We've got a former shotgun with a former sergeant with a shotgun. We're going to take our first shot. He did hit me with 2% health, and I took the second shot and killed him off. So I'm entering that room. I'm going to take a look at that shotgun. Nothing really I want there, but we will take the ammo. We're continuing to look. I see a double set of doors ahead of me. I'm kind of worried. We're going to open those doors, take a look around. Nothing ahead of me. We do have an ammo box, and it looks like some explosive barrels. I see someone coming my way, so we're going to dive behind cover. We're going to quickly reload. He fired at me and missed. We're going to fire at him. We missed. I'm going to take another shot at him. Take a third shot at him. There's another guy there. We took the first guy out. Took the second guy out. And there's a bunch of guys here. Looks like I took them all out. Oh, shit. I accidentally stepped out into fire, into a fight like a dingbat. All right. Oh, shoot. All right, we are currently under attack, and we have made a grave error. I healed up real fast. We're taking out, trying to take out the drones that come up and fought us, and we are hurt, so I used a second med kit. This run might go pretty quickly if I'm not too careful. Looking here, we got some explosive barrels all over the place. All right, so what we're going to do is we're actually going to target the explosive barrels. And I took out one person with the explosive barrel. I see two people there. So what we're going to do is we're going to swap to the shotgun and fire off into their general range. And I took out another guy with the shotgun. We're going to get behind cover here and fire into the room. We got behind cover. We fired into the first. This is actually the hallway we were in originally, which is pretty neat. As we keep taking out baddies. One, two baddies. All right, so we're going to get behind cover to the best of our ability. And we are currently utilizing that shotgun like it is our best friend. Looks like everyone has been defeated. We did find a 9mm auto rifle, so we're going to grab that. And hold on, let's replace the combat knife with that. Okay, so we have an auto rifle. We are going to pick up more ammo for it in this 9mm hell we've got on the ground. All right, so we can also access the security. We found a security module that we can access. Let's take a look. It requires multi-tools to initiate a purge. Can't do that. Let's access recon. That also requires tools we don't have. And access messages. All right, so let's talk about the messages. This is neat. So I love roguelikes that kind of have messages and like a story going on. So we have the first email is called The Setup from Joshua Stewart to Ryan Singh. All went according to plan. I took the night shift and got the key card from Chase with some crappy excuse. No one showing up tomorrow at Callisto's Mines L1 workshop, so you have enough time to pick what's valuable in there, leaving it open for the night. Let me know what you can get there so I can start talking to the fence. Ooh. Elijah Walker to Alex Davis says, am I fine? Don't tell me you didn't hear the boom it made. All of Callisto level 6 rattles up now. Up to now. My legs are shredded to pieces. Good thing they've got this laboratory down here. Ooh, on Callisto level 6, there's a laboratory. That's nice to know. They stitched me up pretty good. Next one is a journal. It says, finish the emergency blackout code for Valhalla Terminal level 1. Needs review after I get some sleep. Note to self, clean my workspace at the Callisto hub. The rodent I brought in my sweatpants back to my quarters is enough of a wake-up call. What the hell? All right, next email. Leo Green to Ashton Russell. Chief, I've set up these blueprints for a 44 Deagle in my office on Callisto level 2. Where we're at. Let me know when you need the equipment. I'll upload them to the station at Mimir Habitat level 1. Finally, email from Alan Aiden Richards says, to recent incidents, access to Valhalla Terminal is off limits till further notice. All staff must apply for red key cards at the HQ. Granting access. Ooh. Wait. We have the red key card. Ooh, okay. Things are getting spicy now. We found another basic helmet. I found some basic armor. That's nice. as we run around the room here, taking a look around, not seeing anything really neat or juicy as of yet. We found our elevator that we walked down with. I wonder if we've killed everyone inside. We walk through this next room, and it does look like we may. We found an inactive elevator. Okay. All right. Is there no one else on this floor? I don't... Oh, I found something cool. Yes, some blue armor. We grabbed it. And we have better armor now. Nice. So does that... that's the elevator to Callisto level 3. Is this health? This is health. Nice. We're going to grab the small med kits on the floor. I could have swore I saw another elevator. Dead. What's this? Mimir Habitat 1 or Callisto 3? Where should I go? Where should I go? Right, we downloaded all the messages, by the way. So we can actually take a look around at the messages, and I'm trying to figure out... all right, the station in Mimir Habitat Level 1 has the Deagle spec, so we'll go to Mimir Level 1. Let's do it. Mimir Habitat 1. All right, so we're exiting the elevator on this stage, and it looks like there's two exits, or only one exit to my north. I'm going to take that. Not two exits. There was two exits. I was messed up. Walked into an empty hallway. Looks like no enemies on either side. It's just a long hallway. Oh, got someone in the sights. They're looking at me. They got a 18% to hit. And I'm going to fire at them. All right, I've shot at them. This auto rifle's not very good at hitting things. We advanced to level 3, but we knocked down a turret. We just knocked down. What is this? Angry Mother Lover, which is up to 50% bonus damage. Right, we're going to take our Adrenaline Pumper. And we're going to fire again. Got it. All right, we've got a MDF Grenade Launcher on the ground. All right, and that looks like they're firing MDF grenade rounds at me. That is actually pretty cool. Also got some 7.62 ammo. So the real question is, what do I want to carry? I kind of want to put away the pistol. Do I want to put away the pistol? I kind of like the pistol. I don't know whether I want to use the grenade launcher or the... Ooh, man, this is important. Let's while we're thinking about this, let's heal real fast. And I'm actually going to probably pick up the grenade launcher over the auto rifle. All right, so here we got test a grenade launcher. Let's see here. We're going to fire the grenade launcher at some at yeah, son, that was awesome. All right, we are not in cover right now. We're hiding. We had to run to hide. That was bad. That was very bad. We reloaded our pistol and we're grabbing. All right. That was wild. Guy come around the corner and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta hide. So I dove behind a wall quickly to get out of his sight. Another guy come around. I'm taking these guys out pretty quickly as I'm searching through this location. We're looking, this is an MDF 9mm pistol versus my 9mm pistol. This is a 5-6 range. So it is slightly better. We are going to swap that, and it is using the same ammo type. So yeah, we're going to go with the slightly better pistol as we continue to search the environment. These environments are a stark white environment. Because that guy just shot grenades at me randomly. What the hell? Not nice, dude. So he was shooting grenades at me. I am hiccuping, which is great. We're still looking for that good here. Looks like I've got some armor here. AV1 basic armor. It is fresher versus the one I've got. So, yeah, we're going to take this armor over the one I'm wearing. It's just fresh. Refresh the armor. And I see it looks like an enemy there. So what I want to do is...
No ammo.
Reload. Oh, shit. All right. Oh, no. I was trying to shoot him. So I walked into a room. There was a guy in there. And I saw a terminal, and I got, like, I got tunnel vision, man. I got tunnel vision. So I walked in the room, started firing like a dingbat. Didn't think, oh, I have a rocket launcher. Why didn't I use it? But, no, I did not think of it. I survived for it, and now this game actually prints out an action report here, which is really cool, right? So the action report tells you everything you picked up, everything you did. So let's read out part of the action log. If you're watching this on YouTube, check it out on YouTube. Check it out. Check out the action report as I read it. Kylie Kane, level 3 Marine, killed on Mimir habitat, level 1 by a former guard. He survived for 815 turns. The run time was 15 minutes and 50 seconds. World seed was 53433. I scored 238 points. I'm not sure what that means. And I took medium risks. Death log, my action, I was at 25% health. Former guard did 14 damage, my action. I moved forward and he did 14 more damage to me, and I died. I killed 38 out of the 52 enemies that we could see. So that's it. I had 400 round, almost 400 or 350 rounds of 9mm ammo. I was not running out of 9mm ammo anytime soon. Probably carrying way too much ammo in my case. There we go. Hall of Fame, level 3, 238. That was Jupiter Hell. This is a fantastic game. If you have not, again, if you're into roguelikes at all, you're going to want to check this out. It's a good time, all to be had. I can't really say anything more. It's a fun time. It's really good. If you like what you saw or like what you heard, please keep checking me out. I plan on bringing more content to you as things progress. A lot has happened in my life that has made recording a difficult prospect as much as I like. But I'll continue to try to bring you great content, and I'll continue to try to do more interesting stuff. The Shadowrun podcast has not stopped. I just had issues with my computer and a life event that happened that prevented me from continuing to make that. I do plan on stepping back into Shadowrun to continue that series, since I actually really enjoy playing it. It was very hard on my voice, and because I've got some broken teeth and jaw problems right now, it's very difficult to do all of the voices as I want. Oops, I should knock that down. But otherwise, I am wanting to continue that. You're also, check out my YouTube channel if you haven't yet. That Final Fantasy VIII is being, you know, when I stream them, I try to stream them on Monday nights as I'm able. Again, my router is a piece of crap and kind of messing things up. But you can check that out. I stream for about 2 hours of Final Fantasy VIII, and I am on session 4, 3, or 4, something like that, where I've just left, as of this recording, just left Balam Garden and about to head to the next area. What else do I have coming up? If you can donate to any charities, please donate to the JDF. It really means a ton to me. It means a ton to my friends and family. Go check JDF out. It's a charity actually really close to my heart due to some of it. I just don't, just a lot of really, they're doing a lot of cool things, and, keep them in your mind. Keep those kids in your mind, 'cause it means a lot. What else? I don't know. With that, all that said, go tell your mother you love her. Go wash your hands. Cover your mouth when you cough. And I'll check you out on the next one. Kylie, out.